Feeling at peace with yourself can sometimes be hard when you have different identities.
I don't know anybody that is a Venezuelan Jew in Minnesota. There might be, but I don't know.
Anybody else?
No.
Meet Abdo Saye Rodriguez.
Lecha dodi li krakkala pene shabbat nekabela.
Abdo has short dark hair and a warm smile. He lives in Minneapolis but was born in Venezuela.
Growing up Jewish in my country was, in certain ways, was very normal. You know, I knew that I was different than 99% of my friends.
That's because most Venezuelans are Roman Catholic. But they weren't the ones who gave Abdo a hard time about being Jewish. It was actually other Jewish people who didn't totally accept him. That's because Abdo's mother was born Roman Catholic. She converted to Judaism when she got married. And for some Jews, if your mother isn't Jewish, then you're not a Jew. Even some of Abdo's own relatives treated him differently. Like, he remembers this one time after he just headed off to college in the big city. He called up his cousin, who is also Jewish, and asked her to introduce him to a synagogue.
And she basically said that, oh, yes, but no, because she was afraid that I was not going to be received well because of coming from a mixed family, especially with my mom being former Catholic. And that was the first time that I felt really hurt. And after that incident, I decided to separate a little bit myself and have a more individualized Jewish life, I guess.
In the middle of all these struggles, Abdo found a new spiritual outlet, in dance.
You know, I discovered dance when I was 17, and I think there was a period where I was lost in many ways, and I decided, well, if I can fit in this Jewish life, then I'll just create my own thing. If I was feeling bad and I needed to talk to somebody, I would dance.
By the time that Abdo moved to Minnesota to join Minnesota Dance Theater, he had zero interest in going to synagogue. Years passed, and then as he was approaching 40, he started asking himself some hard questions.
Am I doing the work of really evolving from something that happened 20, 25 years? Or how long am I going to carry those memories from childhood? And how much, perhaps, all of this is exaggerated by the years or those childhood memories?
As he wrestled with those questions, Abdo reached out to a Jewish friend who introduced him to a liberal synagogue in Minneapolis called Shir Tikva. Shir Tikva was founded in the 1980s by Minnesota's first woman rabbi. By the time Abdo decided to go there, he hadn't been inside a synagogue for over 20 years. And as he stood outside the door, he was incredibly nervous.
I was shaking. I dressed very well.
He was afraid to go inside.
I was afraid because of the climate that we live with, religion and terrorism. They don't know me. I was afraid they were going to search me or kick me out because of not knowing me.
But then he went in.
They were so welcoming. They asked me where I was from, and they found a seat for me. And then there were like 300 people there with live music and this wonderful woman playing the piano. It was just spectacular. I felt like stupid that I didn't reach out before. And that's when I discovered that the Judaism have never left me. That I've been Jewish all my life, but I've been judged by Jewish people who were narrow-minded. And that prevented me from keeping alive something until now.
Every Friday night, Abdo calls home.
Bueno.
Hello, mama.
Oh, ¿cómo estás, mi amor? ¿Cómo te va?
Abdo is wishing his mom a good Shabbat, which marks the beginning of the Jewish Sabbath.
Desearle Shabbat Shalom.
Ah, mi amor, gracias. Shabbat Shalom.
As Abdo talks to his mom, the Jewish Star of David he wears around his neck glints in the twilight. The necklace is an old gift from a friend. but for a long time, Abdo didn't wear it. Now, he never takes it off. For KFAI, I'm Nancy Rosenbaum.